Europe's unlicensed crypto firms face a wipeout as MiCA deadline lands. Europe's grace period for crypto companies runs out on July 1, 2026. On June 29, CoinDesk reported that the final transition window under the Markets and Crypto Assets Regulation, MiCA, is closing, and the European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMA, has called on providers without a license to wind down their businesses in an orderly manner. Firms that did not convert their old national registrations into a full MiCA license lose the right to operate. The scale of the gap is the story. Before MiCA, more than 3,000 virtual asset service providers held registrations across the block as of 2024. As the deadline arrives, only 244 firms hold a full crypto asset service provider, CASP, authorization. That is a conversion rate of roughly 17%, leaving the large majority of the old market on the wrong side of the line. The math behind the cull industry figures have been blunt about the survival odds. The chief executive of OKX Europe said 80% of the crypto players won't survive after MiCA, and BitGo's CEO described the count of around 250 authorized providers as a setback for a continent that wants to lead on digital assets. The Morphic Financial Group's chief executive warned the rules could wipe out Polish crypto. The cost of compliance explains why so many firms stopped short. A MiCA license carries a locked capital requirement of roughly 50,000 to 150,000 euros. First-year licensing costs that can reach 700,000 euros. Ongoing annual costs of 250,000 euros or more after that. And legal fees near 100,000 euros. For a small exchange or wallet startup, those numbers are the difference between applying and folding. Poland is the sharp edge. No market is more exposed than Poland, which alone accounted for more than 1,400 of the pre-MiCA registrations. A light-touch registration regime made it an easy place to set up, and now thousands of those entities face the choice between a full license, relocation, or closure. The Polish Financial Supervision Authority, KNF, Germany's BaFin, and ESMA itself are the regulators steering the wind down. Larger players had a head start. OKX runs its European operations from Malta, one of the jurisdictions that moved early on CASP authorizations. Ripple secured preliminary MiCA approval earlier in the year. The firms with the capital and legal teams to clear the bar are mostly the ones that were already big, which is part of the industry's complaint. The rulebook designed to clean up the market also concentrates it. The takeaway for card and wallet users. For anyone holding a crypto card or a custodial wallet tied to an EU provider, licensing status is no longer a back office detail. A CASP authorization is what lets an issuer keep serving customers across the block legally. Users of smaller, unlicensed apps in affected markets may see services paused, accounts migrated, or providers exit entirely over the coming weeks. Anyone comparing crypto cards in Europe should check whether the provider behind the card holds a MiCA license rather than relying on an older national registration that is about to lapse. The counterparty point matters here, too. When a custodial provider winds down, customer balances can be frozen during the process. A wind-down ordered by a regulator is more orderly than an insolvency, but the practical lesson is the same. Knowing who holds your funds and under what license is worth more than a headline rewards rate. MiCA was sold as the framework that would give crypto a single, predictable rulebook across 27 countries. It is delivering that, along with a sorting of the field that thins it by roughly 4 out of 5 firms.